Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. What you're listening to right now is that was our national anthem. The Age of Freedom has come. We'd like to welcome to Society's Conference. We're going to start off with, let's see here. Well, we're going to start off with just a couple of questions about society. We're going to start off with what is the purpose of the society, okay? Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up mics. So your mics will be open. Just make sure that you have any sound in the background, stuff like that. Just mute until you're ready to talk or ask a question or something like that, okay? Now, the question is, what is the purpose of this? Oh, I'm sorry. I have to make an assertion before I do that. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your light, and I will get what I want, okay? Like Mama said, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it, okay? Okay, so we're going to start off with what is the purpose of the society. We have a few late callers coming in, so I just want to give them a little time to get on. They're popping in now. So let's talk about what is the purpose of the society. We have been going through so much in our sojourn here in America. Year after year, well, close to 200 years, all of our great leaders have came and they have left. From Marcus Garvey, Nobel Jerome Lee, who else we got out there? Elijah Muhammad. I mean, they've all came, they all left. Yet, in the 60s, we were out in the street protesting because we were being mistreated. Okay? This is 2020. We've been out on the street protesting because we're being mistreated. Now they say, if you keep doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different result, that's the mark of insanity. And I agree. So something has to be different. And every group, from what I can remember, and all the groups that I have joined, have a hierarchy. You have president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, they had all this stuff, you know? And it seems like nothing can get done, okay? We have a lot of people, we have a lot of members, and not a lot of things are getting done to bring us closer to food, clothing, shelter, and security. When I say security, I'm talking about boots on the ground, okay? I'm talking about picking up the phone, calling a SWAT team that you're in control of, not your enemy, you know? So this is the purpose of the society. The purpose of the society is to finally get something going where the people themselves actually run the society, okay? Whereas we don't have to constantly bump our heads. You know how... And you've been in groups with hierarchy, you know, everybody thinks they can do better than the person in charge. That's just how it is. So a little innuendos be going out, they'll be stabbing each other in the back and talking about each other like a dog because they want that spot. They want to do that, you know. And I think that this is part of the problem that we're having with the society. With all of these societies, your problem stands that there's some kind of hierarchy and we can't seem to get nothing done, going through the committees, yada yada, or whatever. And it's just been year after year after year of the same old thing. So we have a society, now believe it or not, this country is set up as a trust. All right? The Constitution is a trust. Those are congressmen and all those people who are working for you, so to speak, they're trustees, and they're supposed to follow the Constitution. If they don't follow the Constitution, you can sue them and kick them out of office. Your birth certificate is a trust. There's a lot of things set up for trust. That's why I've texted all the people whom I actually want to be a part of the society to start learning about trust. Now, I'm not here to teach you about trust. I'm not a trust teacher. What I'm here to do is send you where you can get the information so that you can learn for yourself, because it's different when you're researching and learning from yourself, okay? And the best place to learn is through case law, by what the judges are saying. The things that the judges are saying is what you need to go by, because they're the ones that when people go to with the cases, and they're the ones that are ruling on the cases, okay? So that's why I sent most people to Yusuf L, because he's teaching from case law. And I only wanted you to learn the first 3 hours. And once you submit to join, then you get a tax law book. a whole book on that, you know. I'll go over a little later on as to all the things that you get once you decide to join a society. And the trust indenture is attached to Toronto Conscriptus' complete volume, which is 300 pages. So it's a lot in there that will keep you out of trouble. Or, you know, the Constitution, there's a whole lot of stuff in there once you get it. I'm still waiting on a couple. I'm looking for a couple of numbers. I'm not supposed to be here. They're not here yet. So I'm just waiting a few more minutes before we really get into it. But I wanted to just talk about why I personally think that we need a trust. I personally think that we need a society where the people themselves actually run the society, okay? You're not looking for nobody to hold you by the hand and walk you across the street. It's your society. You have to run it. You have to come up with the ideas in order to run the society, okay? That's what this is all about. The work is on you. And we have to come up with ideas to make money so that we can get paid. We don't want to be trustees and don't have no stipend coming in so that we can dedicate some of the stipend money to our beneficiaries, which is our children. Now, one thing I want you to constantly fix in your mind, okay? The tree of life. I know there's all kinds of teachings out there about the tree of life, but I'm just going to make it plain and simple. You're supposed to eat from the fruit of the tree of life. The tree of life is your children, okay? You're supposed to be eating from what your children are producing. So you have to get your children into a productive mindset so that you can eat out of what they're making, because that's the future. That's how things go on and on and on. It's about the children. It's always about the children. And when you get ready to join any organization, I don't care, you know, bring that eye out. What the heck is in it for me and my children? Then it's me and my diaspora. Then it's me and the people. And then it's you're dealing with the whole planet, you know. But you have to start with you feeding your family, having security for your tribe, for your children. I'm using the word family in that context, but that's not what family means. I'm just going to go in there for now. Remember, all the mics are open. You can jump in whenever you get ready. If you have a question or something you want to say, just jump in. You don't have to hit one, because from the last week we learned that when you hit one, I don't see it. So the mics are just open. Okay.
Greetings. How are you? If my mic is open.
Greetings, brother. How are you doing today?
All right. I'm excellent. It's a good, a good time, I guess, to call in. I made it. I'm just kind of moving out and about. But I wanted to just let you know I'm here. I'm listening. And I am, of course, President Mark P. of UNIA Branch 121. And it's excellent to hear you on the radio and talking about society.
Okay, yeah, because we need a way to build an organization that, one, put money in our pockets, okay, and two, provide us with food, clothing, shelter, and security. And security is very important. If you remember Rosewood, and he burnt a doggone place down, and we didn't have, they couldn't put no boots on the ground, you know? And that was a shame. So in this society, where as we're developing, we want to make sure that that don't happen, okay? So now I'm going to read the indenture later on so that you can see exactly how that indenture works. Now, I'm not going to read the whole indenture. I'm just going to read the indenture that's tying you into the book, which is 300 pages. So I can't sit here and read all 300 pages. That wouldn't even make sense, okay? Now, we'd like to know if anybody on the line have any questions right now about the society and how the society is going to actually function without the hierarchy, you know, because most people don't know how to deal without a hierarchy, because they're so busy looking for somebody to hold their hand, you know, And this is not what we're about. Each person has to be a leader for themselves. Okay, some of the other numbers are popping in. That's why I was waiting for some of the other numbers to pop in. And they're starting to pop in now, which is good. Just remember that the mics are open, and so you can jump in whenever you get ready. If you have a question or comment or something that you want to deal with, all right? Now, the song that you heard when we first logged on, that's the national anthem, okay? Now, we don't make prayer. We recite what we want because we know who we are. And what we ask for, what we request from the universe, is going to come to us through action and reaction. That's how things work, okay? Now I want to thank everybody thank everybody's presence that's on the line right now. And I'm going to make a couple of announcements. Okay, I wanted to make sure we had at least enough people to start the introduction process. What I'd like to do is for everyone that's on the line right now, I know I'm expecting a few more callers here, but everybody's on the line right now, I'd like for you to introduce yourself. If you're not actually part of the society, but you're pledged to become a part of the society, if you don't want to introduce yourself right now, that's okay too, okay? But those that are in the society, I'd like for you to introduce yourself and maybe tell the people a little bit about yourself, okay? So all you got to do is just jump in. The mics are open. Okay. Well, since nobody is using themselves, I'm not going to force an introduction. Okay. So we're just going to keep moving. Okay. So I'm going to make some announcements. Okay. For the time, I'm going to chair the meetings until all the packages have been delivered, and you're getting the information about everything. Okay. Now. Here's the whole thing. What do I get? Now, I read last week what you get, right? Once you sign up, okay. Now, in order to start your process, all right, we take $100 money order. Now, there's no dues or nothing like that because we're not blood suckers, so we're not trying to get somebody to pay dues every week. We're not putting no money in their pocket to pay for that, okay. So there's no dues, and this is what you get when you send your $100 in and become a member of the society. You get the book, Tyrannical Scriptures, complete volume. All right, you get five lecture CDs. You get How to Meditate, you get meditation music. You get a CD on Who You Are, CD on Hatred. You get a CD on Rioting and Justice. You get a CD. You get an orientation folder, okay? And plus you get an introduction CD. You get a book of departments, right? You get a Elohim Five Tribes T-shirt, Elohim Five Tribes hat. You become ordained as a minister. You get minister's papers now. I say, well, why do you need to be ordained as a minister? I ain't trying to open up no church. Well, that's for your protection. If you are registered as an ordained minister, okay, if they come and hand you that virus, not the virus, but yeah, they are giving you the virus because when they give you the vaccine, the part of the dead virus is in there to activate your immune system. But when they come to give you that vaccine, if you don't want to take it, you cannot take it based on conscientious objector. You don't have to take the vaccine, and you have minister papers and all that to prove it. Okay, that you are a minister. All right, and you can always call the society to verify that you are a minister, okay? Now, you also get a book on trust. That's why I only wanted you to just learn the first 3 hours of the trust that I text you to. And you get a complete book on trust. That way you'll see as you learn more about trust that you're going to need trust for your family. There's things that you can do, you know, with the trust for your family, for your tribe and stuff like that there. But you have to do the work. We're not going to do the work for you. You have to learn for yourself. I see the calls are popping in. I'm going to open up. Now I'm opening up all the mics. So if you have a question, you want to jump in, just feel free. And I'm glad everybody's pretty quiet on the mic, and that's good. Okay. Now also, along with the your ordained membership papers, that's for your protection. Okay. You get a book on trust, a complete book on trust. You need you to learn as much as you can about trust, because running a society is going to be on you, okay? I'm getting texts from people, but, well, anyway, running a society is going to be on you. You have to run this thing. It's incumbent upon you to run it, and you have to learn how to run a society. And that's what I like about Youssef Allah. He's teaching you how to start running a society. We make all the decisions, everything that's going on us, okay? Each member, we get like 10 bean pods for distribution. The joining cost is $100. Now, you have to understand, we don't take checks, we don't take cash apps, we don't take credit cards, we don't take debit cards, because we're not connected to the government, okay? We only take money orders. Now, your process starts once the money order is received. Now, for those who want, who are ready to start the process, the address where you send everything out will not be given out over the airways, okay? You have to call this number, 215-758-1703. You will call and we will give you the address to where to send everything directly. And for those that have already sent your money in, I want to thank you so much and appreciate that. The packages will be going out as of the 19th. Because we're waiting on a machine. There's one machine that we need until the 19th. So all the packages will be going out on the 19th, okay? And like I said,
Did you say October? Excuse me, brother. Did you say October 19th or November
19th? November
19th.
This
is Sister Malika.
Hi, okay. Sir. What's up?
Hi,
yeah,
brother. Good. How are you? Peace and blessings to everyone.
Now,
very well.
Smiling.
Good.
Now, those who are in the society who want to introduce yourself, you can jump in right now. It's Sister Malika. She gets introduced herself. How you doing? I'm Malika. Okay. And
oh, yes. Hello. Greetings, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And those that don't, you don't have to. It's okay. Okay. I got all your numbers. I know you're here. Okay. And
right.
That's where we are right now. Now we're going to go to announcements, okay? Now, like I said, I'm chairing the meeting for now, but anybody can chair the meeting if they want. All they got to do is a question, because there's no big guys and little ears over here. No problem with turning the mic to somebody, you know. So now we're going to go to announcements. For those requesting to join, I already said that. I mean, they gave you the number, 215-758-1703, okay? Now, remember, if you're not going to pay, there will be no dues. I'm just going to make up some of the stuff we're already saying. And we will take donations. But you have to remember that we're not part of the government. So any donation that you send in is not tax deductible, okay? That's where we are right now. So you can't deduct what you give us from your income taxes. Now, that's something that we have to think about for next week, because we have to make some decisions, all right? For those of you on the line, next week we're going to take a vote on a couple of things, right? Well, some things you're not going to be able to vote on, because we're waiting on a 9-8 number, okay? The trust is set up. We're waiting on a 9-8 number. So that we can open up a bank account, all right? Right now, the IRS is closed, so we can't get a 9-8 number. But now, what we have to decide is what city are we going to open up the bank account in. Now, we're going to have at least three or four signers on the account. So whatever city that we do the account in, there has to be at least four people in the city. That can be the signer on the account. You follow what I'm saying? Because we're calling in from all over the place. It's not just one city. We're calling in from different cities and stuff. So this is really going to be a national, international society. So we have to think in terms of, like, we don't want to limit ourselves. Well, I live here or he lives there, so bring everything to me. So we'll make these decisions ourselves, all right? Now, another thing that we have to think about, you know, if you have any questions, just jump in, you know, because all the mics are open. I don't see
so,
any.
So, Brother Elohim, Okay, excuse me. So I just wanted to ask, so that 215 number is a Sister Malika again, that you're giving out for people to call in to just to register, basically. That is a pretty much a confidential number, that it's a private process. Is that pretty much how it's kind of working? Like, I mean, I think it's a great idea, whereas, you know, you just can't just off the bat register. You need to call a number, and then the process kind of begins from there. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it's not a confidential number. It's my business number. But I'm sorry, you just give it out.
Oh, okay.
Anybody. It's my business number. The number's all over the place. Now, we got private numbers, but you know, they're private. But this is a business number. But my address, see, I can't get my address out over the airwaves. So this is a global station.
Oh, okay.
Right now. That's
okay.
Another one of the decisions that we have to make later on, you know. So when you call in,
so,
you get your address.
I was just thinking one thing prompts the other. So, like, okay, so that's what you said. We call the number, that's when we get the address to send in our payment. And then once you do that step, then something else is going to prompt something. I mean, that's just kind of a security call. Like, it's more, to me, that's a great way of operating and doing things, because it's more of a secure way of, you know, proceeding. So, like, one thing prompts another. So, you know, just and that can be discussed later on, if you know what I mean. We call in, we get your address. So the next step is going to be from getting your address to mail in payment. What comes, like, what's going to come after that? Then the package is going to be going to be sent out, right? So then after that, you know what I mean? Like, just steps in terms of how we're going to proceed and follow those and following those steps.
Right. That's exactly how it works. And once you get the package, you have all the information you need to run trust, to run government, to run every doggone thing. It's just what you have to do some studying, because there's a lot of stuff in these books that you're going to be getting that you might not have heard before. It's some high content stuff in some of these books. Now, we have a spiritual component. Now, I just wanted to bring that up too. We do have a spiritual component, although we're not a religious group, but we have a spiritual component. See, religion, according to the book, is one who realigned themselves with source energy. Now, you can use whatever method you want to realign yourself with source energy. Become, well, have Jesus, I and my Father one, to become one with source. You can use Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, whatever you want to do. And those who don't want to use none of those, we have Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Law, that you can use as a spiritual component to realign yourself with source energy. And so this is why we say it like that. So you're not actually joining a religion. So you follow what I'm saying? But there is a religious component, because we have to one up with source. The uncaused cause is what we call it. So you have to one up with that. You know, that which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. We can't go mentally. We can't go back further than that. So we leave it right there. So it's not a religion, but it does have a religious component, because we are incorporeal entities. So that spirit has to be dealt with, has to be honed, and has to be brought out, so that you can really access the power that you have within you, because we are some powerful people. The fact that we just kicked President Trump out of office indicate that there's more to us than meet the eye, okay? Now, like I said, the mics are open, so you can just jump in if you have a statement or comment. Anybody want to introduce themselves, okay? See, the mics are filling up. The board is filling up. Anybody want to introduce yourself, who you are, and what city you're from, just jump on in, okay? Like I said, we're not going to force the introduction. We're going to force nothing. Now, here's the questions, these decisions that we have to make. We have to decide what city to put the bank account in, okay? And there's another system, some of the things that we're going to have to decide. Now, we can talk about these now and sort of make a decision on them next week if we want. Should a couple sign up as one, or should each person have a package for their tribe? Well, let me explain why I asked that particular question, all right? When you get married, there's two separate tribes coming together as one. Now, things happen in relationships, so now the package is very powerful, and each package is made up for the person that sent in $100. So your name is on it, it's for your children, it's heirloom edition, all that kind of stuff goes into the package. It's not just, you're not just getting a book, okay? You're getting more than a book. Something that's going to be passed on to your generations. So now you have two tribes. So each tribe should have a package to pass down the line. Okay, somebody trying to jump in?
Oh, I apologize. No, this is Mark. I was letting you know I'm going to be checking out. But peace and love. It seems like more of a private meeting. I'm really trying to follow, but it seems like
We have people that are pledging, and people that I've invited, I wanted them to be a part of the meeting so they can see how it goes, for yourself, for example, so that you can see how it goes, see what's going on, what we're talking about, what we're trying to do, whatever group that you're in, you don't have to leave that group to be a part of this group. If I'm saying that's just how it works, because we have to work together. And that's been a problem in the society. We haven't been working together. All the groups out here arguing and fussing amongst themselves, the members and all that kind of stuff, So this has to stop. And that's what the society is designed to do, to stop. So if you want to check out.
It seems like, if I can interject, it seems like there's a lot of confusing components to this. And, I have so many questions. I don't want to take up a lot of what you're doing. I think perhaps I could get some of those questions answered at another time, because we conversate, or we communicate, and, I would feel it'd be better appropriate for me to ask you some questions offline. But in terms of interaction, how is it that we can interact? At you and I, Branch 121, needs all the available minds and bodies to interact with us, especially in light of the things that are happening in Philadelphia and the fact that we're still focusing on developing our 25 core principal members. So the door is always open for you at, UNI Branch 121 to participate. There's a lot of things we're working on at this moment. And I could, perhaps at another time fill you in, or you could share that with your society.
Well, that's fine. You have my number. Okay. So you can just call me anytime. I'm available day or night, most of the day. So that's not a problem, okay?
Yeah, so okay. We could hear about that Sister Malika's voice too. So, all right, I bid you peace and love. And
okay.
Thank you, Brother Mark, Brother President Mark P. Thank you for the acknowledgement. I think Brother Zadiq is on.
Oh, peace
and love. Is he not on or not? He might be. I'm not sure if he's connected yet, but I just told him, you were on the line as well for the meeting.
Yeah,
so we have peace and love. Always.
Yes. So I'll be in touch. Y'all, I'm always available. So it's a lot happening. It's a tedious tiresome work.
Okay.
But I don't want to take up too much of what you're doing. But continue on. Much success.
Okay. Okay. Well, we appreciate you chiming in, and just even if it's just giving us a shout out, we appreciate that too. Okay, because we're here. We're here out of love for every man, woman, and child on the planet. We're here. Okay, and so you got my number, and I'll be looking to hear from you. Okay.
SBCs. One
okay,
God, one angel, one destiny.
Yes, sir. We have 5828 on the line. I haven't opened his mic. I'm going to open up his mic. Do you have a comment or a question? 5828?
Peace. Peace society. What's good? You know what I mean?
Okay. You wanna introduce yourself and tell people who you are? Or
this is Brother Siddiqui coming out of New Jersey, from the planet of the world. You know?
Yes, sir.
As I quoted my big brother,
that's
you
nice,
know what I mean?
I like that.
I'm not one location of the earth. I'm a inhabitant of the world, the first world. So,
right.
I'm pleasure just to be here online. Peace, President Mark. Peace. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, he chimed out.
Hey, brother. Oh, he chimed out. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah,
so we'll continue with the meeting. Now, all the mics are open. So anybody can jump in whenever they want. If they have a question or something they want to say, that's fine, too. We went through part of what we had to discuss. What we're dealing with right now is when a person signs up, if it's a couple, should each one get a package for their particular tribe, or should they sign up as one? And that's what's on the table for the next week's meeting, to make a decision on that. And now another thing that we have to make a decision on is what percentage of the trustee stipend should be awarded to the beneficiaries, who are their children. So we want it kind of written in stone as to what percentage that the children are going to get when the trustees start getting a stipend. And or should we just let the trustees decide, you know, how much they're going to give to the beneficiaries. So what do you think on that? Can we get some comments on that?
Well, that's a great idea. You know what I mean? It should be given to the beneficiary, you know? What's the percentage, whatever the percentage was that the previous investor, previous citizen had originally established himself by being a participant or being a society member, to get what their ancestor had left them. You know, I think that percentage should stay at that level. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. is shared amongst the siblings and whomever. They have to distribute
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay, now we have to decide what percentage that we're going to give, you know. Either we do it as a group or we can do it as individuals, because as trustees, the stipend comes directly to you. And it's up to you. We can put a minimum amount that the children get, because I don't think the parents are going to come in stingy. Maybe they might like one child more than the other. I know I got children that I like more than the other. And we might decide,
sometimes
well,
the scenarios like that. Then it's just got to be distributed based on who they feel is going to be left something responsible. Yeah, we're going to be utilizing, you know, doing that saving. Some people are just not responsible for the amount of money or, you know, residuals that, you know, can be granted to them. You know, you have to be kind of it. Otherwise, they want you give it to somebody who's going to just squander. You know, you have to just be prompt to that. Not all of the siblings or children are responsible.
Well, that's true. And once the society opens up, see, we're going to be getting, they're going to be coming from all walks of life, you know. I mean, they're going to be coming from everywhere. And as a society, we're kind of like responsible for everybody that comes in and decides they want to be a part of the society. So we're responsible for each other, you know. And I think that if a person is excited enough about the whole thing to send their money in, to get the information, to help them better their lives. And I think that it's incumbent upon us to work things in such a way that we're making money for each other. And that's what it's all about, you know. Through the gold, through the process of real estate. Now, that's something that we can talk about, too, because there's enough money around now, right, to start purchasing property, putting it in the trust name, flipping it, and bringing the money back to the trust. So we have money around to do that now, you know. We have to just make decisions as to when we're going to start, you know, when we're going to bring that process, when we're going to start that process. You follow what I'm saying? Because the sooner we start making money, the better it is, you know. And we do have, oh, I forgot, once you sign up, you get a $10 gold certificate. I went with a name. I wasn't all that enthusiastic about the name, but I just went with the name anyway. Money Making Venture, that would be NMV. And you get a gold certificate once you sign up. Now, the certificate that you get is backed by gold. That comes out of the $100 that you send in. And it's redeemable upon demand. Now, you know what that means? That means we have our own money. Our money, that gold certificate that you get, it'll be stamped and all that. That gold certificate that you get is worth more than that fiat currency that you're carrying in your pocket. You know what I mean? Because it's backed by real money. Now, I'm with Caribous, so you know I got gold laying around. So I can back stuff up by gold, you know. And also, what I like for everybody that's on the line to do is start checking on prices for gold. Caribous gold is kind of high. Walmart, China, they're offering gold. It's a little lower than Caribous, but it's still kind of high. So we need to find places that we can buy gold from, you know, so that we are making money as soon as we buy the gold. Or we can get the gold cheap enough so that the person that get the gold for us can make a couple of dollars on the exchange, you know. I didn't have that written down, but I forgot to put that in there.
Can I interject right there?
Say that again?
Yeah. I was just wondering if I can interject right there.
Oh, remember your mic is open.
I just wanted to say, you know, one option and opportunity you can go for is that some of the small gold miners in Tanzania, you can be able to invest in equipment to help them for them to be able to mine that gold. You know, that's the other aspect, mm-hmm. to be able to introduce the society to small gold miner in Tanzania, give them some proper equipment, help them, you know, with a better working equipment.
Can I interject for a second? My name is Jim Myers, but that's the type of thinking that we are looking for. You know, the more self-sufficient we can be in any aspect, no matter how complicated it may be, even if it was mining our own goal. I just wanted to just say that was the type of thinking that, you know, we were headed towards, that's all.
Okay.
I'm there on the ground, anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, we're planning on going to Tanzania, and we got June or July. What month is that? Next what? That's this.
Looking at July, end of July.
End of July. Yeah, we're planning on going to Tanzania in July. Now, those who want to go, you know, you're welcome to make the trip. And if you need more information about what you need to actually get out of the country to go there, then we can hook you up with our brother Sadiq, and he'll tell you what you need and what you got to do to go there and all that. So it's a beginning, you know, that's what I'm saying. So we need to get gold cheap because our society is run off real money, gold and silver, right? Right now we're focusing on the gold, but if you decide we want to focus on the silver, we can do that too. Nothing I'm saying is written in stone because you're actually running this society. We're running it together. And I'm chairing the meeting, but, you know, we're all actually in charge of this thing. So each Each comment, each thought is very important. We need them. If you want to throw some thoughts in here, somebody start thinking about it, and we need all of that, okay? Okay, now, I mentioned earlier, this is some things for you to think about going into next week and further down the road, okay? Now, the packages, now, those that have sent your money, and I want to thank you so much for sending your money in already, the packages won't start going out until the 19th. Okay, and once the packages start going out, well, it won't go out tonight because I'm waiting on a machine that the machine won't get in until the 19th. So once that machine gets in, then I'll be able to finish the packages up, and then we'll sit everything out because everything has to kind of like be professional. Although I did send something out there. It wasn't too professional, but I don't like to do that. You know what I mean? It wasn't part of the package, just something that I thought somebody should have right away, okay? But I like to do things professional. I like things to look nice and all that, all right? Now, now another thing, okay, that I want to throw out there, right? Now, if anybody have any ideas, you know, you're welcome to just throw them out here, you know? The next thing is I want everybody to submit some type of proposal. I'm sitting here reading. I forgot which one. Oh, yeah. To submit some type of proposal for how to make money for ourselves. Because in the indenture agreement, any money that's made, okay, over cost, any money that's made above cost, I'm just watching the language here. Any money that's made above cost is split up equally amongst all the trustees, right? The trustees run everything. Now, whatever decisions, let's say if we decided as a society to go purchase a house, right, and something happens with the house or something like that, they can't sue the trustees or beneficiary. They can only sue the trust. So it's written in the indenture, which is very important. Those of you who are studying the indenture that on the link that I sent out, you would notice it has to be in the indenture that the trustees and the beneficiaries are not liable for the actions of the trust. Although the trustees are going to be doing everything, but we're doing it for the trust. And if you sign your name on anything for the trust, you have to put your name for the trust. You can't just sign a trust name because the trust can't sign. But you have to sign your name and put for the trust. So if you don't do that and you screw something up, they're coming after you and not the trust. So you have to put anything that you do for the trust, you have to sign for the trust. Okay? And so that's kind of important. I set this meeting for an hour and a half because last meeting, we didn't have enough time, so I added an extra half an hour to the meeting, you know. And like I'm saying, the mics is open, so anybody have any comments or any ideas for making money, you know. I mean, last week, since you make cookies, I know Brother Sadiq, you make all kinds of stuff. He got flags, clothes, everything he makes over there. And I was talking to one sister, yesterday I was talking to one sister, Sister Nikki. I really wanted her on the line today, but I forgot to put her number to the text list. So hopefully I can get her on the line next Monday. I can get her in the mix next Monday. Because basically what we're doing, we're getting to know each other. We're talking about the trust. I want you to... I was hoping I'd get more questions, but we're pretty silent out here, you know, which is okay. You know, we're not forcing anybody because some people feel shy. Like Brother, he felt a little odd because, well, he hasn't actually joined, so he felt as though he's in the middle of a private conversation. But we're a private trust. But we're opening the door for people to come in. We want people to get to know who we are, what we sound like, what we're talking about, what's going on. Now, Sister Malika, I was hoping that you would be taking minutes at these meetings, you know. I didn't get a chance to discuss that with you.
Okay.
I know
last week. Okay, for next week, yeah. This week was a... I understand. Yes, that's fine. This week was a little would have been a little. I was driving, so at the time that you're just so happened, I had a practice with Samaya. Last week though, so last week to practice for some time because they're outside doing their dance and drill. So at this point, they don't have a place indoors yet. So they're going to kind of halt practice for now. So it'll be, and I don't think it's going to be on Monday. So as we discussed, well, you asked me if Monday was good for me, and I did say, yeah, Monday's good. So I'll do it for the next meeting.
Okay. Right now, Brother James took the minutes last week, and he's taking them this week. And so starting next week, you can start taking the minutes. And, he volunteered. Well, I don't like doing it, but I'll do it. I said, okay, thanks. We appreciate it. Because as a society, it's important that we take minutes. That's part of the structure of a society, you know what I mean? Because of the court.
Absolutely.
If somebody takes a court for anything, and we don't have minutes, we don't have trustees, we don't have beneficiaries, then we won't be considered a trust, and that will make us liable for tax. So right now, we're not liable for taxes right now, okay? Now, remember, your mics are open. I got quite a few people on the line here, and if you have a comment or a question or a statement, or if you want to give a shout-out, you know, just feel free to jump in. It's okay, you know? I mean, I invited you on the line because I wanted you to sort of go through the process with us as we're talking about different things and the things that we need to do and the things that we need to come up with. Now, you got to remember, I just put the call out, okay, last week or 2 weeks ago?
I'd like to chime in. If anybody want to contact me, my name is Jim Myers, James Myers, either or. You can contact Mr. James Taylor. He has my telephone number, and I'm free all the time. So anybody that wants to contact me, you know, about any ideas, I'll always be around. Just get my number from James Taylor. Thank you.
Well, when we find James, we'll make sure that he gets your number, you know. oh, my Lord.
Hello?
You didn't give your number out.
Well, I didn't just want to, oh, okay, I could do that. But, you know, I don't know who's all on the line or what or whatever. That's why I was concerned. Wanted my telephone number. That has James Taylor's telephone number, they can get it from you.
Nobody has James Taylor's number. I'm giving out a number for Elohim Christ. That's 215-758-1703. You can contact Elohim, and Elohim can disperse any numbers that you might want to have, okay?
There you go. And then, yes, Elohim Christ would have my telephone number if anybody is looking for it. Jim Myers. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing that.
Anybody else have a comment or something you want to say?
I would like to chime in.
Go ahead.
Hello. My name is Gloria, and I have a housekeeping service, personal touch housekeeping. I've serviced the main line for quite some time. And would the society be interested in job training? You know, have them receive a certificate or something to that effect? Because housekeeping is an art. And not everyone can sit at a computer. I know I couldn't. You know, my personality has me moving, so I do housekeeping. And out of that, I do city markets.
Gloria.
Yes.
You have to be careful.
So, okay. So we've heard that Gloria from the housekeeper entity. Someone else is trying to jump in, too. Yeah, you have a comment or something you want to say in reference to what's going on? You want to introduce yourself and go ahead and make your comment? Okay. Like I said, we're not forcing comments out of people, if I'm saying. But if anybody wants it, well, she didn't give her number out. I don't know if she wants to give her number out. If not, you can contact looking at 758-1703. And Sister Gloria, you have a number you want to give out, or you want me to wait until they contact me to give your number out, or?
Yeah, I'll have you let them contact you to get my number.
Okay. And the number to contact me. So you can contact Elohim at 758-1703. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we have any more comments or now remember what I said about somebody's jumping in here. You wanna speak directly to Gloria or what is it that you're trying to do, brother? Hello. Okay. So this is where we're at so far, and this is the society conference. Now, one thing we have to think about, too, right? Now, this is not we're on Block Talk Radio, right? And this is a global network, okay? So if there's we have to think about another way to hold our conferences rather than being on Block Talk Radio. Okay, like I say, this is a global network. I got people from other countries that call the station. All right, so that's on a Sunday. They be calling on, you know, on Sunday. Come on, say. So we have to come up with, as a society, we have to start thinking about other ways to communicate. I don't think there's no way now in 2020 that we can communicate privately. You know. All the systems that they have are compromised, so far the ones that I know of. If anybody can think of any systems now, you can mention them, and we can check them out. Anybody on the line got any ideas for private systems that we can communicate with? Nobody got any ideas? Okay.
I had tried to set up Discord, but it's a little bit more complicated to give out the contact information. But I'm still not sure how private Discord is. I still have some research on that. But if anybody knows any more about Discord, that's what all the kids are talking on. It's nice.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That's Discord, so we can start researching that and check to see how private that is. See, emails are not private. There's no privacy in this society no more. I've been racking my brain for almost a month now, trying to come up with a private system that we could use to communicate with each other. Now, are there any? Well, I don't want to say hackers, but if there's anybody on the line right now that's very good with computers, you know, you might want to call me and maybe we can figure out a way to set up some type of private communication where we can have our private conversations on the airways. Because we're from different cities. We're from all over the place. So we can't physically meet, you know, every week to discuss what we're doing. So it's going to have to be on the airways. That's what I'm getting at. We need to find different ways. We need to find a better way to communicate. Now, this is Block Talk Radio. We're using this for the time being because, you know, most of us, it's easy to get in. You just call and you're right on the air, okay? And you don't have to speak unless you want to. That's another thing, all right? And once again, while I got everybody on the line, those that have set their money in to join, I really appreciate that. And those that have pledged to set their money in, I really appreciate that because we're moving pretty good here. And I like the way we're moving. So for our actual numbers and stuff, you have to contact me personally for any information, but the members have to contact me personally and find out who's who and what's what. You know, you feel what I'm saying? The only thing we do on the airways now is just introduce ourselves so that we can get to know each other. We need to get to know. If you have a business or something like that there, like Sister just announced, you know, she has a cleaning service. So if you want to get involved in that, then you can do that as well. So things are looking pretty good. I kind of feel pretty good about where things are going right now, you know. But remember, hold on. People still calling me instead of calling on the air. So I got to figure out was if they didn't get the text. I know a couple of people didn't get the text because I didn't add them in. And after I sent the text, it was kind of like too late to add, you know, send out more texts. So I'll just catch up with them next week and get them on the line, okay? Now, remember, we're on the air Sunday, not as a society, but I'm on the air as Elohim Speaks on Sunday from 8 to 9. And we'll be talking about, well, we're going to continue the conversation that we had last Sunday for a little while, dealing with politics. And from that, we're going to go into the Bible code book or religious book, because I think that is so important. Because the power that's in that book, and our children are not reading it. Some people say throw the Bible away. It's a cursed book. All kinds of stuff going out there about the book, only because they actually don't know how to read it. And that's what's going on. So we want to show people how to read the book. And the more the 1% gets wind of the fact that somebody's showing them the codes of the book, you know, they'll push back a little bit. But you gotta remember, we don't control none of this here stuff. They can cut me off the air whenever they get ready. Even though I'm paying for it, they can cut me off whenever they get ready, like they did on YouTube when the election was taking place. I mean, I'm watching some of the TV. They just shut it down. And they shut down quite a few other things, too, when the election was taking place. So they're letting us know what's coming. So we have to figure out a way to communicate with each other. Now, one way that we have to get messages to each other, right, that are introduced to other groups, flash drives, okay? You can take a flash drive, put your information on a flash drive, send it to somebody. They can use the information while it's on the flash drive, but don't download it. If you download it into your computer, whatever information is on the flash drive, they'll have it. But if you work the flash drive without downloading it, which you can do, they won't have that information, right? And once you take the flash drive out, that's it. The information is not actually in your computer. Everything is still on the flash drive. So you can send private information out like that with the flash drive back and forth to each other without compromising the information that's on the flash drive. Unless they happen on a 24-hour basis, then as soon as you stick the flash drive in, they're going to take whatever it is. But that's one way to secure information back and forth. Emails and all that stuff, none of that stuff is secure. What is it, Facebook, the Twitter, all that stuff is wide open. So they have all of your information, whatever you're trying to give out. So that's just one method of sending private mail or information to each other. You know, the flash drives, you don't have to get a big flash drive. They have flash drives that cost just $5 or $6. So you can use that, okay? And let me see here, what else? Well, that's all I have on my list. I was hoping we'd be more interactive. I was thinking that you might have more ideas. You might have things that you want to discuss, things that you might want to say, you know, since it is your society. Now, those that have pledged themselves, you follow what I'm saying? We consider you a member, okay? So you can chime in and give us some information, however you want to do it. That's fine, all right? But things are going pretty good, and I think that's fine. Now, we really need them gold prices. So if you have any idea about how to get cheap gold, I guess everybody's trying to do that. But we need a way to get cheaper gold. And I've been putting the word out to people so that we can get cheaper gold and different things like that there.
You can't get no cheaper than to invest in someone who's digging for it. you know.
Yeah.
You can't get no cheaper than that. You can't get no cheaper than, you know, the investment of that. It'd be beneficial. Of course, also has to be agreed to through the government just as well. You have to pay whatever taxes from whatever you're making from the gold to the government, but
okay. Well, in terms of there, well, the government, that's another thing, you know, transporting the gold from Tanzania back to the United States, you know. Is it kind of tariff? Do we have to pay for that or something? Or
I don't have all that detail. All I'm giving you is another outlet resource. I know there has to be, there's nobody selling gold with no cheapness or just, it's just other stipulations behind it.
Right.
I don't know
right.
how the tariff bar scenario is working with. They're getting it from somebody, and they had to go through a certain process for it to come out of. Because it's not here in America, I can tell you that. You know, and the majority of it is on that African continent. You know, you got Ghana, of course. You know, that's the Gold Coast.
Originating from Africa, you know. And speaking of that, they changed the rules. Carabars has turned in free day because they changed the rules how Carabar operate. Carabar can't operate the way they've been operating. Follow what I'm saying? So gold purchases are not coming through Carabars no more. They're coming through free day. They don't switch the rules around again. I mean, it's not
that. I don't know who that is.
But, you know, they're in control, so they could change any kind of rules that they want, you know? And I was surprised because Carabao is in the process of setting up machines where you can put the little strip in with the gold on it and get fiat currency back for it, you know? A couple people say they saw a couple of those gold machines, you know? What surprised me, too, was that when I went to file for the 98 number, that the government is accepting bitcoins for the 98 number. Now, that really surprised me, you know, that they're going to accept Bitcoin. Now, they got Bitcoin machines out that people have told me so far, you know. And it's another thing that we can do to the people that's on the line. This is another something to think about. We can set up our own coins. We don't like the Bitcoins. We can set up our own coins, you know. and I learned how to do that through Carabar. So we can actually set up our own coins. And as a society, we can have our own coin that people buy into. It. That's just something else that we can do, you know. So what I would like, with all the people on the line, I would like for you to...
Is there any detail on that?
On the setting up our own coins?
Yes, just operating or running a society with using monetary, I don't know. Does it fall under FDIC?
Using
any kind of monetary exchange within, you know, that's not outside of Bitcoin, because I know certain things are regulated. So I'm just inquiring, seeing if any of that will, we're running any kind of governmental issues relating to us, you know, by joining the society, that would not come back to bite us concerning using this monetary system, which the society has, you know, proposed. Has that all been looked into?
According to the Second Amendment, see, we have the right to contract. So it depends on how we set the contract up. If we set the contract up right, then it's all private. And really, the government has nothing to do with it. It's all private. So if we set the contract up right, so everything depends on how we set it up, you know. And we can do some more research on it. So those who are on the line and want to look into it, as far as setting up our own Bitcoin operation, the problem is the mining the Bitcoins, mining the digital coins. Let me just call them what they are, the digital coins. Mining the digital coins, that was a problem because a lot of miners have shut down because they weren't making enough money because the big boys like Faribars was taking over the mining operations for everything, you know? And so they weren't making enough money, so they lost money with all the machinery and stuff that it takes to mine this this digital information, you know. I don't know. Is anybody on the line familiar with blockchain technology? Anybody on the line familiar with blockchain technology? Okay.
Yeah, all I know is you can buy the computers.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why nobody's saying anything. It's kind of strange. All these people online, nobody's saying anything. But it's okay. It's okay. If you want to reserve your comments, that's fine.
I just wanted to, you were talking about earlier about a way to share with each other. I don't know how private this is, but I was involved in something called GroupMe. That might be something you might want to look into. So long as you have a smartphone, we could all join GroupMe, and it's mostly texting. The only other option would be Zoom, having a Zoom conference. You know that's not private, but, you know, if someone has some wares they want to sell, we could all see it. You know, you don't need a smartphone. You can use your smartphone, but you could also get on using your laptop or, you know, your desktop. We can all see each other and see what it is you sell. It's just another option. But that and GroupMe, you might want to look into GroupMe because I was involved in that earlier, and that's one way we could join. I don't know how private it is, though.
My name is Jim Myers. I'm just chiming in again. I agree with all of the above, but I do think that maybe we should restrict certain types of conversations for certain types of medias whenever we get together on the different ways that we're going to get together, you know, until we find out what's really discreet and what's not. But I'm all for GroupMe and all of the other mediums to talk with each other. I just recommend that we talk about certain things on the ones that we think are the most secure.
We build it, they ain't secure. We build it, and we don't have the satellite. I said, if we didn't build it, and we don't have the network of our own, under our own control and our own security system, then none of it is private. You know, we're not under nobody's platform, but the one who controls. And so, whatever we do, as long as we do things that's going to be legal, that's the only issue that we would have. You know, if we're trying to be private, we can't do it. We as African people don't have it in place yet. You know, we just have to function under this particular system.
What I'm thinking, right, is if we set up our own servers, you know, will that give us some privacy, you know? So that's why I was wondering if anybody on the line that knew a lot about computers that can tell us about how the servers work, and if we could bypass some of the things, you know, by using the server, you know, how much that would give us, you know. I'm going to check that out myself about, because I was going to buy a server a little while ago, but I didn't. Because I did want to do some private communicating, and I thought the server would give me that, you know. It's been a while ago. I have to get back into that, you know, because, so I'll check out that server situation, but I think the server might give us some privacy. And because that was a problem with Hilly and them, they had their own private servers. and they want for to use their own private servers for private stuff going out from the government, you know? So there's a big problem with that. So I'll look into servers and see if we can find some kind of way to get some kind of secure communication going on as far as the society is concerned. Other than that, like Brother just said, we stuck. We here 100 years and we still not planning on, having our own. You know, we are following the European around and what they're doing, and we're not thinking in terms of separating, doing things that we can have and call our own. And that's a shame. That's the problem why we're starting a society. We need our own, and we need a way to secure ourselves. We need everything, because right now we don't have anything. They've taken everything from us. We don't have nothing. Everything that we had that we were rolling with, they took it, And so we have to learn how to fight back. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about going out here with guns killing nobody, but I'm talking about we have to, in our minds, we have to learn that we have enemies out here. You know, even though we don't perceive them as enemy, but they definitely perceive us as enemies, And they're fighting against us, taking everything, blocking what we're doing. Like Mitch McConnell was doing with Obama. He blocked everything that the man was trying to do, So that's what they're doing to us. They're blocking everything, blocking information from our children in schools. I heard down south they won't let them teach on slavery because they don't want the children to know how brutal that they were and dealing with black people. So, we need to start thinking in terms of we need our own. That's what I'm saying. And we're starting from scratch because we don't have anything. But at least we have an idea. We've put a plan in motion to make a difference for ourselves and our children. That everything that we're doing is about the children. Everything. Because that's our lifeline, The children is the tree of life. And we have to be able to get the children to produce things that we need so that we can eat from the tree of life, which is the children. So we have to have a whole different mindset, a whole different thought process about everything, So this is where we are right now. We're separating from the society, although we're still part of the society. You can't really separate from this thing. I would be that naive to think that we can just separate from this thing. You can't just separate. So you're going to be a part of it no matter what you're doing because, you have to eat, go to the store, you have gas, cars, all this stuff. So I'm not naive like people out here talking about, we don't want to get nothing from the white boy. That's an impossibility right now. So, so we have to be realistic. And this is what I'm talking about. We have to find a realistic means to have private meetings. And we have to find a way to contract with each other so that the government is not involved with our contract arrangements because according to the Second Amendment, we can contract with each other without dealing with the feds or anybody else, That's legal. I'm just talking about legal stuff. That's what the trust is all about. See what I'm saying? So as long as we stay private, we're good, So as long as we, not try to run into too much public stuff, we'll be just fine, So every Monday, right, we're going to be on the line. Now, I'm just going to go over. We only got about 10 more minutes here. I did an hour and a half this Monday because last Monday, hour wasn't enough. We didn't get enough in. And I would like more participation, from you guys on the line here, So, you know what you want to do. If you want to send, when you're ready to join up, the number is 215-758-1703. Okay. Just contact Elohim Christ and, I'll be able to get information to you as to where to send your money order. It has to be a money order. Can't be no check, no credit card, no debit card, no, a Cash App or none of that, all right? We're private. So So money order is what we use. And if anybody sending any money to one of the members, then it should be in the form of a money order as well. I'm talking about from the society. It should be in the form of a money order as well, okay? And remember, we're waiting on a 98 number so we can open the bank account, and we have to decide which city is that the bank account is going to be in. We need, you know, make up some proposals as to some type of ventures that we can get into to make money. We have to make money for each other, all right? That's what it's all about. We need to pay each other. We need to pay ourselves. That's what I'm saying. So we come up with different ways to pay ourselves. Right now, we do have money laying around that trip. Well, it's not society money, but, you know, there's people out here with money. So we can start some real estate stuff going on. Those of you in real estate or no real estate people, we can start that process going. Any profit that's made from real estate sales and stuff like that there, the society splits it. All the trustees get an equal share, all right? Now, and everything is based on when you send your money in, all right? So if your money gets clocked in, like those have already sent the money, all right? So let's say we flip some property today. Okay. Well, those that are in and sent their money, they're registered. They get a kickback. Now, you come in after we do that, right? Then you just miss that. You have to wait until the next thing we do and the next thing we do. So the sooner you get in, the better it is, because once we start flipping and the money come in, you want to be right there when the money's made. That's what I'm talking about. You don't want to come in a day late or 2 days late. It's like working a job. If you work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, if you don't come in Monday, you don't get paid for Monday, all right? So you get paid from the time that you sign up. That's when your money start coming in for you. And whatever it is, it's going to be equal. You know, once you sign up, whatever we get is going to be equal to you like everybody else. That's what I'm saying. Just that the days prior to you sign up, you weren't here, so you won't get anything out of that. But you get stuff from the time you sign up, and it's still be broken down equally. Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. Crap. Oh, man. Oh, crap. I don't know if you can hear me.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, but something happened to the laptop, to my computer, and I don't know. You guys can still hear me talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cause my screen went down. So so that's what I was saying. Oh, you can still hear me. Okay. Okay. So my screen went down. Okay. We only got a few minutes left because what is it? We got about 8 minutes left. So I can't see the screen, so I don't know what's going on with the board, but all the mics is open anyway. So if you can hear me, that means we're still connected through Block Talk. Okay. So remember, we are private. We're not public. We're private. Everything that we're doing is private. Okay. Even when you come on, when you come on the airways, right? I actually, since this is so open, Blog Talk is so open, right? I really would like for you to use nicknames, if you don't mind, okay?
What?
You know, use nicknames, okay?
Oh, okay.
Like
Gloria, that's good.
We can call you Cookie Lady, right?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. No, I just do that.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm ready for you to use nicknames. I have your phone numbers come up. You know, I mean, the government know who you are, but that's not what I'm saying. We have people from other countries listening on Blog Talk. That's what I'm saying. So I'd rather you just use a nickname rather than use your legal name while we're on the airways. All right.
Well,
and
the Dickies is going to be Tanzania.
Okay, we can call him Tanzania. Huh? Yeah. So we get your nickname. Yeah, pick a nickname
that's
for you.
That's a joke.
No, it's serious. Yeah. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. So pick a nickname for yourself. And if we know each other, know each other's names. Don't throw your legal names out there, okay? And that would be better for what we're doing. Because I want to make this as private as possible. That's what I'm trying to do. And then again. I want
to keep everything. That wasn't a joke. Maybe.
Uh-huh. It's all right. I accept.
Uh-huh. So we got about 5 minutes left.
I was just telling my wife.
All right, now remember, the decision that we need sometime next week, or we got to, we don't have to rush, if the couple should sign up as a couple, or should each one of them get a package for the sign up individually. That's where we at right now. Because when you get your package, you want to see how the packages are designed. They're designed for the tribe or the person that sent the money in. They're heirloom packages that can go down from generation to generation to generation. And information is in these things that can handle from generation to generation to generation. Okay, the information that they're going to be getting, you know. So now the trust situation. They got everything that they're doing came out of Africa. So, but they're just taking all the credit for it. I mean, right now, England is taking the credit for the trust situation, because according to when you Google it, they're the first one that started to set up the trust. And in the United States, the Rockefellers coming out of Boston, they were the first one to start using the trust here in the United States. Just to give you an idea of how powerful these trusts are. And you want to be using them for your own tribe, for your own children, for your birth certificate, for all that stuff. Once you begin to learn more about it, okay? I just wanted to throw that out there. And remember, we need some type of proposals. Write your proposals up on, you know, money-making ventures that we can get into that don't require a whole lot of investment. You know, I'm thinking anything from 1 to 20,000, something in that area, you know, that we can invest right quick and get our money back right quick, you know, things like that. So I think the quickest way is real estate right now. Right now with the coronavirus, the only people making money right now is the doggone stock market. Unless you're putting put options in, or what stock going up, what stock going down, stock market, it's kind of tricky out here, you know. So anyway, that's where we are. We only got about 3 minutes left. Okay. Anybody have any comments? Anything they want to say over the next 3 minutes? No comment. Okay, that's good. So I'll do the searching. I walk the path of divine energy today, and I eagerly await that energy to come back to me. okay? And remember that love is the act that makes others feel good. And that's where we're operating. We're operating out of love. Love for each other, love for the planet, love for everybody, okay? And with that, I will, well, for those of you who can chime in Sunday, that would be great on air 8 o'clock, because we need to learn how to get power. We need power. We're going to get money. The money's going to come, because there's money around. So we got money to invest, so the money's going to come. But we got 90 seconds, according to Block Talk. What we need right now is power. And the Bible tells us how to get power. So that's why I talk about the Bible all the time, okay? So I just want to say I love you guys. Thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate your presence on the line. We will talk again Sunday. So remember, come up with some good nicknames, you know, even some names that'll make us laugh. We like that too. So we're not going to be using our names on the airwaves, not after this week, you know. Well, My name Elohim. That's out there because I got books, CDs, all that stuff on the market, so that's not a problem with me. But I like for you to come up with nicknames so that just trying to keep things as private as possible, okay? And I will talk to you guys Sunday, and we'll chat again next Monday. Much love.
Much love, brother.
Peace.
Thank you. And blessing. Peace. Peace, husband. Bye. See ya.
What are you doing?